So be welcome to the next talk. We start a little earlier than announced in the schedule. Megacorp is the name of a huge conglomerate you may know from science fiction, but Megacorp is real. It exists, actually. Its mission is to acquire all fraudulent and scam companies that populate the internet and even already have tried to scam you. So Megacorp is an umbrella corporation that includes all scam companies, and it's a piece of art. So please welcome the two artists, Linda Kronmann and Andreas Zingerle, who will tell you everything you need to know about Megacorp.
Hello, my name is Andreas Zingerle, and together with my partner Linda Kronmann, we will present you our recent artistic research project. The title of our talk is Trust Us and Our Business Will Expand, Visualizing Fake Websites from the Artist Against 419 Database. Okay, I want to briefly introduce ourselves. We work under the art collective name Kairos. Over the last 5 years, we have been focusing on internet fraud, internet scams, as a main topic of our artistic research. And we were researching into different vigilante communities that try to stop internet fraud and to jam the working practices of internet scammers. And one of these subgroups is called the Artist Against 419, as you see a screenshot here of their database website. And when you visit the AA419 database, you can open the different links that you see, and these links are entries that are reported fake companies. They are reported to the hosting providers, and they are in the process of being checked by the hosting providers and then taken offline. So it can happen that these websites disappear rather quickly from this list and are, after a couple of hours, not working anymore. And we couldn't find an overview or a visualization on what kind of companies are these fake websites and what do they represent. And this leads us to start working on an artwork that tries to visualize this repository. So, looking at the tactics of these vigilante communities, we can find old tactics and newer tactics that they use. Older tactics were like bandwidth hogging or DDoS attacks. They were using self-programmed software called Muguito or Led Vampire. And basically, it was a freeware program, web-based applications that was very easy to use. You just started up the program and left it running in the background. The program was repeatedly downloading images and HTML files from the scam website until the bandwidth limit was exceeded. Once the website was shut down by the hosting company, they would either refuse to host the website again or would insist to charge a higher fee to the fraudster because he's using more of the bandwidth. So some present tactics include that the members are collecting evidence and information about these fake websites, and they try to prove, or at least to raise the suspicion, that this company website is a fake business. They write complaint letters to the hosting providers and in general try to maintain good relation to the hosting providers and to the law enforcement that they collaborate with. So when we look at some of the open source intelligence tools that they are using, then we see that they cross-check Whois and DNS entries. They contact the official website owners and see what who is repeating there and who is answering their questions. They crawl the web for copies of the website. They check registers in the specific countries that the company claims to be registered, if there is any official files about it. They even visit the physical addresses to see if the company is located there. And there are many other tools available, but we wanted to also focus on the tools and on the strategies that this online community is using. So yeah, do a Whois lookup, you see who owns the domain, and the result will tell you the registrar, the company where the domain was purchased through, when it was created, when it expires, and as well additional contact details. And one of the key observations is to look for how long this website or the domain has been registered. Often members say that if a domain is active for less than a year, but on their page they claim to be a well-established business, then it's maybe already suspicious, and it's one that should be further steps taken to look at the website. Then, of course, the contact information, like what are the ways to get in touch with the website owner? Are the emails that are used, are they part of the top-level domain, or are they using free email services? Is it a valid address? Can you find it on different map services? Are there phone numbers provided? Can you call there during business hours, and so on? So sometimes you can also check the HTML code and see if the website was copied or scraped before from a different domain. For example, this is a screenshot of an Austrian company. It's called Start Office. It's registered in Vienna. But when you look at the HTML code, you see that the website was copied from a domain which is SunX Solutions on the 19th of October. And this company, SunX Solutions, you find again in the database from the artist against 419. So it looked like that they just made a copy of a fraudulent website and created a new logo and published it under a different domain name. A lot of the fake sites can be found by searching for text phrases or sentences. Therefore, you can find other fake websites or the original page where text has been copied from. For this, actually, they use different plagiarism checkers like this Copyscape, but there are different other programs that you can use. That was just one example. Once they gathered this different information that should raise a suspicion or prove that it's a fake company, they start filing a report where they also have generators to do that or to assist in these steps going through it. Basically, they contact the hosting providers and the registrar, and they look for other possibilities to warn potential victims or other organizations. Like in Austria, there is the Watchlist Internet where you can report fake businesses, or some of the scam-baiting community members also set up websites and platforms like the Scam Warners, where you can discuss business proposals or search for these fake websites. And of course, you should also report it to the artist against 419 so that they can include it in their database, and that already being listed in this database can be dealt with as an argument to further explore a fake business.
So, as Andreas earlier told, we were curious to find out what kind of businesses were represented on the fake websites. We wanted to comment on the template-based aesthetics of today's company representations, and we wanted to put an emphasis on the structures of centralization of money and power. The inspiration we took from science fiction, as was told in our introduction, especially from William Gibson, who actually coined the term megacorp, as a big evil corporation that wants to take over the world. And these megacorps operate in several industries and are most often described as monopolistic conglomerates. So in science fiction, there are many examples of megacorps. Some of the logos we have also seen people wearing here at the conference, for example, the Tyrell Corporation from Blade Runner or the Weyland-Yutani Corp from Alien. But of course, there are many more. And then there are the real world examples, maybe the East Indian Trade Company that is often to have been the first multinational corporation in the world is a good example. It had stock monopoly on space trade, issued their own stocks, and also had an army that protected their trading ships. Another real world example could be the Saudi Aramco. This is the world's most valuable megacorp with the world's largest crude oil reserves. And I quote from their 2014 Facts and Figures report. From building roads, railroads, schools, and hospitals to establishing wildlife sanctuaries and growing knowledge economy, we have always been engaged in improving the quality of life for the people of Saudi Arabia. And of course, we know a lot of other megacorps also in the tech world. So this is our megacorp, and these fictional and real-world examples were our sources for creating our megacorp, which is a visualization of 1,000 fake companies. To start with, we had one challenge when websites were listed in the database of the hosting providers. Often hosting providers blocked the websites. So we could not go back to the websites to analyze them. The database only saves the name of the website and the Whois information. And this was not enough for us to actually have time to look at the websites. So we decided to scrape 1,000 websites, and this took us about 4 months to get our sample probe. We were not doing this on a daily basis, so this graph here doesn't really show how many fake websites were reported during this time. But anyhow, it gives a picture of how and when we scraped them. And the next task was to go through all these websites and see what information we could find and how we could categorize the websites. And within this process, we categorized the companies starting with 31 different categories and then merging them to 10 to have kind of something that makes sense in the end. So these are our business segments of megacorp. And here you see that transport and logistics are the biggest one, followed by banks that are usually used for phishing attacks, and are most often clones of real websites. Maybe a surprise is the fourth biggest business segment, which is online pet shops and animal transport. We also looked into the claimed headquarter locations of the companies. UK with 220 companies and the London area with 118 companies really stands out. Also, there are 22% of the websites that are not given, don't give any location for their activities. This and more information we collected into a website and a printed interim report. We also have a couple of copies with us, so please come and get yours after the presentations. We have there also like the data kind of put into segments, into the different business segments, where do the headquarters of different business segments, where are they positioned, and so on. And of course, because it's an interim report and we kind of had annual reports as our inspiration, the report also states a mission and a vision. And of course, we have a letter from the CEOs as well. So besides the interim report, the installation setup is created to look like a professional presentation of a corporate with roll-ups, data visualizations, a PC where you can browse through the scraped websites. We have several videos playing in the gallery, one showing the key figures of Megacorp in a corporate showreel with fancy animations and uplifting music. Another video shows our attempt to visit the companies and show what buildings and businesses are located at the real addresses. In this case, in the case of banks, like this one in Accra, the building really exists while the website is a clone. Other times we ended up in weird places like this residential area in Glasgow. This building should be the headquarters of an international credit union. Obviously, their address was just chosen randomly. Megacorp also has three headquarters in Hamburg that we plan to visit actually during this conference. One is actually really close to here at Dammtorstrasse 14, where a logistic company called multilogistics.com should be located. This is how it looks like. And there is no multilogistics there, so. A third video shows the main features of the website. Here, for example, one of the 8 websites that sells chemicals and powders to clean black money. The website connects to an email scam called Black Money Scam. This is a scam you need to buy special chemicals to wash off defaced black currency. So to conclude, we wanted to create artwork that visualizes the effort that this scam baiting community is doing, and to create a time capsule of fake websites. So thank you, and at megacorp.kairos.org you can visit the websites. They are there as screenshots. In the gallery setup, we actually have the real websites, but there you also see the different segments and how many companies are in each segment and where they are located. Yeah, and the reports are here.
So thank you very much, the representatives of Megacorp, for your entertaining talk. Please line up at the microphones if you have any questions. We have still 10 minutes left, so go ahead. Can please one of the audio angels?
Yeah, I will do without mic. So, did the companies behind this fake site ever try to retaliate by threatening or attacking your website?
So you are asking if some of the fraudulent company owners were trying to attack our website?
Yeah, or try to have your website get down or do anything against you, or is it just like, it's just copy busting and they don't care of what's happening?
No, we didn't have any of these cases yet. I often, like within the Artist Against 419 forums, I often read that the scammers or the criminals are registering an account and then they claim that, hey, we are a real business, take my website off your database because this is bad reputation for our customers and so on. So.
Thank you.
Next, are there any questions from the internet? So I would say if there are no questions left.
I think there.
Is there someone? Oh, so I would say, thank you very much, and a warm round of applause for Linda Coleman and Ersin Lekodatok. Thank you very much.